Okay, ladies and gentlemen, in fact, because I was here plenty of times, I was showing the core of this approach before. Here I will extend my approach to that computer intensive method. But first, I should repeat a little bit what is core of that approach. Strictly speaking, we have plenty of properties being at disposal about columns. But what's problem is how to estimate quality. Majority of cases, quality is estimated based on some on visual inspection, but when you have columns of data, we are not able to understand according to importance, according to impacts, importance of differences, importance of individual properties. Therefore, estimating of quality based on data obtained directly from AGI is a little bit complicated. Therefore, there are plenty of approaches how to calculate or how to estimate quality. First of all, I should say quality is a little bit complicated in case of fibers, because standard approach is describing quality of products, therefore not something as raw materials. Therefore, in fact, in case of fibers, we have two possibilities. One is to say when we have a natural fibers, we are not able to change quickly properties, therefore we should use very complicated ways as a selection breeding, gene manipulation, so therefore changing of properties is not so simple. From that point of view, we are not able to say what are all the properties and modify something according to the needs. Therefore, from that point of view, it's better to say we will be estimating quality based on the process ability. And the main is, in fact, according to process ability, spinning ability. Therefore, to characterize the quality of cotton based on possibility to spun fibers with precarious properties. And one of major properties is strength. Therefore, we are able to say, okay, we'll be selecting or breeding or making some modifications of cottons, obtaining cottons, being able to be spun to some high strength. That's fair. Second is anemia and other properties as well, but strength is the most important. From the point of view, we should add technology inside. Because I will be saying, we will be spinning something on ring and rubber. Based on technology, we will have a differences. Therefore, you can see from that point of view, we should decide what kind of spinning technology we'll be using, and based on that, we could discuss according to properties. But strictly speaking, from that natural fibers is the best to investigate some kind of quality based on process ability. Quite different the situation in chemical synthetic fibers. In that case, you are able to change properties very readily based on some modifications of lengths of chains, based on modifications of spinning conditions as a drawing, as a heat setting or something like that. But in that case, in fact, you are able to calculate something as a target properties for some technology. Saying we need to have that properties, and we could say if the properties, for example, for utilization composites are on that level, it's for us this quality. Therefore, in fact, we are able to prepare some fibers based on the same application. That's some differences between fiber quality of natural fibers and synthetic fibers. As I said, in cotton, we are able to specify some properties based on the AGI measurements according to ring and rotor spinning. Standard is saying in case of ring, length is the main factor, and second is strength, and third is fineness. In case of rotor spinning, first is strength because it affects something as a key factor for reparation of some yarns. Therefore, we have now some knowledge about that. We are able to select from some, in fact, plenty of investigations, what are ranges of some parameters we can see here, for example, from point of uniformity, from point of strength, and other parameters. We are able to specify some limits according to quality, saying very low, very high, and something between. Therefore, we have that classification before done, therefore we are able to do the classifications. Only we need, in fact, to transform results from AGI according to that ranges to some quality characteristics. There exist plenty of characteristics appeared in some references. You can see very simply spider quality index, spinning consistency is based on the Wilson, therefore, use impact of the creations. There are some indexes. Here is a little bit fresh index from Indian people. Therefore, it's plenty of possibilities how to calculate that indices. What's problematic? In fact, all that indices are dependent on the units. And that's very strange because in US are one units, in Australia another unit, in Europe another unit, in Russia another unit, and therefore in calculations from time to time it's necessary to go to some units. In fact, when we will go back, that units are in fact not as a sum, but multiplied by something. Therefore, in fact, that units are very strange to say what is in fact final unit, because it's some combination of units powered by something, and therefore, in fact, it's necessary firstly saying that units should be avoided and starting with some dimensionless characteristics. Second is, in fact, utilization of experimental data for evaluation of constants. That's very strange because the quality is not dependent on one crop, it's not dependent on one precision, it should be something general. Therefore, we should select some parameters being general, applicable, not being dependent on the actual measurements or actual values. In fact, we are not able to investigate, and we'll go here, investigate in that equations what is importance of individual properties because are interrelated and we have no bright area about that. We have not able to see what will be in effects when we're using new crops, we'll be using new data. Therefore, everything is in fact based on the actual data, and that's a little bit strange. In plenty of the indices, we have no defined range. We are not able to say one is high, 100 is high, 1000 is high, could be zero, could be over zero. Therefore, we have no idea what is the range of that characteristic. Therefore, saying quality is 20, we don't know if 20 is limit or 20 is very low value. Therefore, that's very strange. And in fact, problem is saying what will be influence of that properties individually to increase quality, saying, aha, that property should be going up, we will be obtaining higher quality. That step 2% is too low, that step 20% is too high or something like that. Therefore, we can see there are some disadvantages because we are using some dimensions and we are using some data. Our approach was based on so-called utility value concept. That concept is very simple because we are transforming physical variables to psychophysical scale, saying we will be saying what is in fact a reflection of the physical properties to degree of satisfaction. For example, when we discuss according to temperature, we know our thermometer is 24. We know for us feeling is good. When it's minus 15, it's bad. When it's minus 10, it's bad. When it's zero, still is bad. Therefore, we can see in some lower values, there is no possibility to decide is high or low, it's too bad. When it's 40, when it's 60, 70, it's too high. We are not able to decide is high, it's too high for us. Therefore, we have some kind of S curve saying a low value is for us not acceptable. After that, it's growing, being acceptable, and after some limit, it's fully acceptable. And then there will be always nothing, it's still fully acceptable. Therefore, the transformation is very good because we are able to transform individual measurements in physical scale to some psychophysical scale, being in the range from 0 to 1, saying 0 is not acceptable, 1 is acceptable, and between is something. Still, we have in fact two limits. One is low limit, saying it's just not acceptable, below is not acceptable, and high is just acceptable, therefore that utility function or in fact that partial utility function is equal to 1. Therefore we are able firstly to transform the physical properties in psychophysical scale via this transformation. And after that we should create some kind of averaging. That's not only arithmetical average, but plenty of averages. I will show you some of the averaging system. Based on these dimensions quantities and based on weight,
because we'll be discussing according to strengths,
and fresh, probably strengths will be much more important in comparison with fresh content. Therefore, we should have the possibility to weigh these characteristics via some infect coefficient.
I said, according to mean values, arithmetic mean is not so good due to some very bad properties, because we will be having positive numbers, and between the numbers, one number will be zero, still rest could be very high. But it is not true. When one utility function will be zero, it's not possible to use that material, because everything is zero. Therefore, we should have other properties. When at least one property will be zero, no acceptable, could be not acceptable for that aim. Therefore, in fact, it's necessary to use another mean value, and this is geometric mean, because in case of geometric mean, is in fact product, and some roots from that product, and in the case when only one will be zero, everything is zero. Therefore, one such property cannot be compensated by another property, because each property is important from some point of view. That's geometric mean. And second, that mean is always below arithmetic mean in case when we will have a positive values. It's very good because we are in fact oriented when we will be deciding something being bad. When we will be testing car, we will be saying that property is not that property is good. Therefore, it's typical for us to select what is bad, and bad is for us more important in comparison with good. Therefore, it's something that is pessimistic, and it's able to be not be compensating, to be not compensate these non acceptable value by another value. Therefore, that's this geometric mean calculation is practically very simple. And now, when we have now idea what how to calculate it, we can discuss what we need to do. First is to select some characteristics for calculation. Generally, when we will be calculating quality, in that case we have AGR, therefore for that nothing complicated. After then, creating the functions, partial utility functions or partial utility functions. After then, obtaining the weighting factors, and after then some aggregation. Therefore, in fact, we are able to use that general steps for calculation quotient quality. Generally speaking, we'll be using that quality approach for another materials or other products. We should still discuss according that weighting based on people deciding about quality. Probably from point of view producer could be quality different in comparison with contractors or consumers. Strictly speaking, majority of people having some materials from cotton are not able to decide according to quality based on that, because we said quality is here as a spinning ability or spinning potential. Therefore, after weaving, finishing, cotton is quite different. Therefore, we are not able to discuss that point via the properties of cotton fibers, saying these properties are reflected in the product, because we are able from not so good cotton varieties to prepare very good product. Therefore, that's about these approaches. It is only saying how are the partial utility functions connected with some kind of psychophysical responses in our brain. And here are some characteristics we can see. We have, in fact, possibility to say some kind of function is satisfying that condition below some limits is approaching to zero, and after some limits is approaching to one. From point of textile application, we have, in fact, one and two side limited properties. How is, in fact, in case of higher is better, is this one. In case of lower of better, is in fact mirror. And we have for all properties being able to calculate or being able to obtain the limit values for each characteristic, and replacing the sigmoidal function by piecewise linear function to obtain that transformation from physical scale to psychophysical scale. That's for AGVR properties excluding, in fact, micronair. In case of micronair, we have that combination because there is some optimal plateau. Here is too low, here is too high. Therefore, we could discuss that separately. And in fact, we are able to obtain some weight based on some publications already done. Therefore, we have for ringspan, rotor spanians, some in fact important characteristics. After some calculations, we are able to obtain these weighting factors. And here is some description of that statistical treatment. In fact, still in case of quality, we need to know some variability as well. Saying if only one parameter is nothing, we are not able to say here, for example, 50% level from 1 to 100, 50% satisfaction, but we are not able to say is 45 to 55 or is 20 to 70. Therefore, we should have some variability. And for that variability, we are using some bootstrap simulations. That bootstrap simulations is, in fact, very simple. We are creating some artificial samples and calculating, in fact, the characteristics for artificial samples. And for generation of the samples, there are two possibilities. One is to use a Weber distribution. In that case, it's very good because we are able to calculate some, in fact, threshold value or something as a not acceptable value. And based on when we have some, in fact, some all data at disposal, we are able to replace mean value via median. We are able to replace standard deviation via another ones. But problem is in plenty of situations, we have based on some measurements only mean values. Therefore, in fact, in that case, we are able to use some much simpler situation to using some kind of normal distribution simulations, and in fact, using that mean values as a result of measurement, and in fact, that, as I will show you, it's possible to be obtained from some precision of measurement. Therefore, we are able to use only these values. After some calculations, we are able to transform, in fact, via generator of normal distribution to standard normal distribution values to these values for prescribed property. And I will show you here is, in fact, one table showing to us what about coefficient of variations for some properties based on some on some round table measurements. Therefore, we are able to replace, in fact, when we have no known variability, we are able to replace that via these numbers. And I was using the approach for calculating on this one. And I will show you here. Here is histogram of that simulating indices of quality based on the ring and rotor yarns. Here we can see are some confidence intervals. Therefore, the blue is lower, red is upper interval, 95% confidence interval. Therefore, we can see what about variability for all cognitive mean investigated. There are some, in fact, 10-20% differences in that intervals. And here we can see when we will be using mean value as a standard mean value or median, how are differences? Still, the differences are not so big. It's in fact 0.08 maximum, therefore, in fact, is on the second significant value. Therefore, in fact, that simulation is a little bit better, and we have some possibility to see how is, in fact, variability of that one. And what about application? One is using it for some kind of control charts or some expressing of ability of cottons being used in some practical applications. And what's good, we are able to use that as a investigating is price is corresponding to quality. When we will be having low quality index and high price, we should ask why is price so high or opposite, probably will be not necessary for us, but for producers it will be good to see when my quality is high, why my price is low. That's practically from my side for a while everything. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mayer. If you don't have time for questions, you can ask questions after.